The Capitol Crossings Mobile Home Park sits on rolling farmland near an interstate highway. The residents of the 15 homes have moved here either to retire or to make the 30-minute daily commute to nearby Lansing, Michigan. And more mobile homes are being pulled in. Workers are building porches and attaching the skirting between the ground and the house. It's supposed to show permanence, like a foundation. But mobile homes are not permanent, and mobile homes are not taxed the same way as other houses. They're taxed like vehicles, taxed when they're purchased, taxed when they're sold. Still, there are no property taxes on the homes, only on the tiny lots on which they sit. Some government officials say the $3 a month that these park residents have been paying for property taxes don't cover the costs of police and fire protection or other government services. They want a tax hike to give local governments more money. Dave Morris is a farmer and the local township supervisor.
We all have to pay our fair share for services such as sheriff, ambulance, fire department, as well as schools. Schools is a big issue, of course, and they aren't paying their share, it's all.
But advocates for affordable housing say hiking taxes on mobile home residents is more likely just an attempt to discourage that kind of housing. They say zoning mobile homes out of existence has been tried, but taxing them out is a new idea. Higher taxes will likely lead to mobile home parks closing. John McElwain is with the Urban Land Institute. He says as mobile home parks become more expensive to operate, their owners will sell off to subdivision or big box store developers.
The numbers are going to be so attractive that the people who own the mobile home parks are going to be much more interested in selling the land to a housing developer than in continuing to run the mobile home park. So in time, the parks are going to probably disappear on their own anyway, and trying to raise the taxes on them specifically is simply going to make that day come earlier.
In Michigan, there's a proposal to raise the taxes on mobile home sites four times higher. State Senator Valde Garcia says the $3 a month that mobile home park owners pay for each home site is not nearly enough.
What we're trying to do is really change the tax structure so that it's fair to everyone. The system hasn't changed in 45 years. It's time we do so, but we need to do it in a gradual manner.
Senator Garcia's colleagues in the State House have voted to raise the tax to $12 a month. He'd like to raise it to at least $40 a month. The mobile home park industry has hired a public relations firm to produce a video criticizing the tax increase.
Site-built homes pay sales tax only on materials used in their homes and don't pay sales tax on resale. Manufactured homeowners pay sales tax on materials, labor, transportation, and profit of a home, and they pay sales tax every time a home is resold.
The two sides don't agree on the math. Tim DeWitt of the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association says $3 a month sounds low because it doesn't show hidden costs. The biggest cost comes when park owners have to pay the higher commercial property tax instead of the lower homestead tax. DeWitt says the park owners then pass the tax to the homeowners whose average family income is only about $28,000 a year.
That's our worst fear. It could put people who could least afford any type of tax increase into a tough position.
15 million people live in mobile home parks around the country, and different local governments have tried to find ways to increase taxes on mobile home parks. But Michigan is one of the first states to propose hiking taxes this much. State Senator Garcia says he's not trying to hurt the mobile home industry or make life harder for mobile home park residents. He dismisses the idea that he's being pressured by wealthier constituents who don't like to see the mobile home parks being developed. John McElwain of the Urban Land Institute says a bias against mobile home parks is part of the mentality that leads to sprawl. When people from the city and the suburbs move a little further into rural areas, they want the look and feel of suburbia.
Mobile home parks are no longer things that they particularly want to see. And so they find ways to discourage those mobile home parks. The ones that are there try to see if they can be purchased, turned into stick-built housing, or otherwise discouraged and encouraged to move on elsewhere.
But often the people who move in also want the shopping centers, restaurants, and conveniences they once had, instead of the mobile home parks. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chris McCarris.